You're listening to SBS News.
Photographs of an AFL star at a vulnerable moment have saturated social media. Former North Melbourne Premiership player and coach Dean Laidley was arrested Sunday night, charged with stalking and related offences. At the time of the arrest, Laidley was wearing makeup and a blonde wig. During a police interview, a senior constable took photos and shared them on a messaging service with others. They were then leaked on social media. Victoria's Police Minister Lisa Neville says she's dumbfounded at the actions.
I can't understand how people can't believe that's not going to get distributed to anyone, you know, those sort of photos. It was an idiotic thing to do. It's an unacceptable thing to do.
An internal police investigation has resulted in the immediate suspension of a senior constable. Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton says Victoria Police is taking the matter very seriously.
I'm appalled that an employee of Victoria Police has taken these photographs. It's unacceptable conduct. It's appalling conduct.
Dean Laidley's lawyer, Dee Giannopoulos, is calling the incident a gross breach of privacy, posting on Twitter, "Outraged that pictures of my client taken by some police officer on the sly have hit the media." Civil rights group Liberty Victoria has expressed concern the breach has transphobic undertones. The group's Gemma Caffarella says regardless of how Laidley identifies, the leak deepens a mistrust many in the gay and trans community already feel for the police.
It seems that it was released specifically as to publicly out the person who had been arrested, who was dressed in clothing that doesn't conform with their gender assigned at birth. And it seems that it's been released in order to publicly out that person and make them a laughingstock.
Victoria Police say the senior constable is expected to face criminal charges related to an unauthorised disclosure of information that could incur fines of up to $40,000 and 2 years in prison. Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton says six others are also being investigated.
Clearly, we have let down that person who those photographs were taken of. We've breached their privacy, and I do apologise on behalf of Victoria Police. The conduct should not have occurred by our officer. It has. All we can do now is take it as seriously as we can.
Defamation barrister Matthew Collins says Laidley could also sue for damages.
There have been limited circumstances in which our courts have awarded damages for breaches of privacy, and certainly this case on its face would have some prospects.
Laidley, meanwhile, did not apply for bail and will return to court next Monday. Abby Dinham, SBS News.